IQ scores and interpretations. What is a good IQ score? What is a high IQ score? What is a low IQ score? If you really care about your IQ, these are the common questions might have asked at one time or the other. Even before the 20th century, Lewis Terman, 1916, already built up the first idea of IQ and proposed this scale for grouping IQ scores. More than 140, genius level IQ. 120 to 140, very superior intelligence. 110 to 119, superior intelligence. 90 to 109, normal or normal intelligence. 80 to 89, dullness. 70 to 79, borderline deficiency. Under 70, mental retardation. Normal distribution and IQ scores. 50% of the world IQ scores fall in the range of 90 and 110. 70% of IQ scores fall in the range of 85 and 115. 95% of IQ scores fall in the range of 70 and 130. 99.5% of IQ scores fall in the range of 60 and 140. Low IQ and mental retardation. 5% of individuals have an IQ under 70, and this is for the most part considered as the benchmark for mental hindrance, a state of restricted mental capacity in that it produces trouble in adjusting to the requests of life. The severity of mental retardation can be broken into four levels. 50-70, mild mental retardation, 85%. 35-50, moderate mental retardation, 10%. 20-35, severe mental retardation, 4%. IQ-20, profound mental retardation, 1%. High IQ and genius IQ. Genius IQ is for the most part considered to start around 140 to 145. This is 25% of the population, one of every 400. Here's a brief guide. 115-124, above normal. 125-134, gifted. 135-144, highly intelligent. 145-154, genius. 155-164, genius. 165-179, high genius. 180-200, highest genius. 200, unmeasurable genius. More notes on high IQ and genius IQ. Mozart and Einstein's IQ were estimated to be around 160. Mensa is a general society for individuals with high IQ, 2%, one of every 50, get into the Mensa IQ society with a qualifying IQ of 130. Raw individual test scores are changed over with the goal that they connect flawlessly to a particular norm aligned with a specific population of same age. The normal score is constantly 100. Important IQ scores. An IQ score of 100 implies that half of the general population in your age aggregate scored better, and half scored more regrettable. An IQ score of 85 implies that 84.13% of the general population in your age aggregate scored better, and 15.87% scored more regrettable. An IQ score of 130 implies that 2.28% of the general population in your age aggregate scored better, and 97.72% scored more regrettable. Can your IQ score change after some time? If your IQ scores can change after some time, for what reason do a great many people's IQ scores remain sensibly stable? What an individual can accomplish with the correct mix of benefits and moxie is altogether not quite the same as what a great many people really do accomplish. The vast majority subside into a specific scholastic standing right on time throughout everyday life and don't considerably digress from that standing. That is the latency of life and human situation. So IQ scores don't infer any kind of stable or intrinsic intelligence? An incredible opposite. We realize that the abilities IQ measures are aptitudes, and we realize that individuals can gain these abilities. Yes, IQ was originally designed to measure some sort of fixed attribute in our brain, but it's quite unfortunate that the IQ test is fundamentally flawed and only measures the aptitude of mainstream logic and the ability to take IQ tests. Intelligence. Robert Sternberg, 1985, has explained, means to an arrangement of skills being developed. There is a lot of proof, for instance, that tutoring raises general scholastic intelligence. There is additionally proof that most individuals are not coming to their intellectual potential. Better schools can raise the level of learning for all students. References. Sternberg, R. J. 1985. Beyond IQ, A Triarchic Theory of Intelligence. Cambridge, Cambridge University Press. The Measurement of Intelligence, 1916.